Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 20, The Rainy Season in Autumn in Vrindavan. After returning home, the coward boys told the elderly coward men and women who were so amazed to hear about the exploits of Krishna and Balaram vanquishing Pralamba. The senior gopas and gopis concluded that Krishna and Rohini Nandan must be exalted demigods appearing in Vrindavan. After the hot summer comes the beautiful, refreshing, cooling, rainy season, which gives life and sustenance to all living beings. Dense clouds covered the sky and flashes of lightning appeared on the horizon. For 8 months, the sun was evaporating water from the surface of the earth and the oceans, and now it was distributing it during the monsoon time. This is like the government taking taxes from the citizens and then distributing that wealth for the benefit of the people in the form of education, public schools, utilities, and sanitation arrangements. The distribution of rain by the monsoon clouds is like charity distributed by munificent persons in times of need. The summer heat made the earth look cracked and dried, shrunken and emaciated. But with the onset of the monsoon, the earth became nourished and moistened and healthy again. This is compared to a person who becomes emaciated while performing severe austerities, but then becomes nourished again after he achieves the fruit of his austerities. At night, in the rainy season, the stars are not visible because of cloudy skies, and one sees the light of the fireflies. Similarly, in the age of Kali, the atheists and miscreants become very prominent because Vedic principles have become clouded over and obscured. So this whole chapter, Vyasadeva is comparing Vrindavan to the material world and different features of the material world. Very interesting. After a long period of silence during the summer season, the onset of the rains makes the frogs start croaking in response to the rumbling of the clouds in the sky. Similarly, Brahmin students, like frogs, after silently performing their morning duties, recite their Sanskrit lessons when called by their teacher. In Kali Yuga, everyone is sleeping in ignorance. But when the great Acharya calls them, people wake up, jeev jago, jeev jago. They start studying the Vedas to acquire real knowledge. There are many small streams that become dry in the hot season. But with the advent of the rainy season, they flourish. Similarly, materialistic persons are dry, but when they are opulent, they appear to flourish with a nice home, bank balance, and family. When the fields are rich with grains, they give joy to the farmers. Those who live in large industrialized cities become disgusted when there's lots of rain, because no one will come into the cities to buy their grains because the farms are productive. Srila Prabhupada's commentary. Before our students joined ISKCON, they were wretched. But following the rules and regulations, they become very beautiful, effulgent, and lustrous. When my disciples are dressed with saffron dhotis, tilak, and japa mala and tulsi kanti, they look as if they have come directly from Vaikuntha. Water-swollen rivers of the monsoon merge into the ocean. The ocean becomes agitated with the influx of water. The water is already turbulent due to the strong winds of the monsoon. This is like the mind of an immature yogi. It becomes agitated due to the contamination of lust and becomes attached to the object of the senses. In the rainy season, the powerful, mighty mountains are not disturbed by the incessant striking of the rain. Like devotees of the Lord who are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, they remain peaceful and unmoved, even when threatened by all sorts of obstacles, calamities, and dangers. Thick grass covers the roads in the rainy season, making it difficult to move. When scriptures, similarly, when the Brahmins stop studying the Shastras, they become obscured with the passage of time, and then the scriptures become misinterpreted and forgotten altogether, and relegated to an insignificant position of mythology or mythology, irrelevancy. The clouds are the well-wishing friends of all living entities, but the fickle lightning, jumping from one group of clouds to another, is like an unfaithful, lusty woman, even though she has a virtuous husband. Prabhupada comments, a man requires a woman, and a woman requires a man. They should live together peacefully in Krishna consciousness, and not be restless like lightning, flashing from one cloud to another. When the rainbow appears, which is called the Indradhanush, it does not depend upon a string. When the Supreme Lord appears in this world, he is nirgun, free from all material qualities, and svatantra, independent in all conditions. During the rainy season, the moon is not directly visible. Our vision is covered by the clouds. The clouds are illuminated by the sunshine in a similar way. The soul cannot be perceived when one is covered by the modes of nature and false ego. But it is the soul's consciousness which is illuminating one's identity and false ego. The peacocks become excited when they hear the monsoon clouds, just like distressed householders feel happy when pure devotees visit their homes. Prabhupada says that many of my disciples were dry and morose before coming to Krishna consciousness, but now after meeting the devotees, they're dancing like jubilant peacocks. The shores of the lakes become unmanageable because of the mud, rocks, and growth of thorny bushes in the rainy season. Still, the cranes wander there. Similarly, materialistic persons always stay at home, even when they're very old. Despite so many disturbing conditions, they will not leave their home to try to improve themselves spiritually. When there's too much rain, the floods break through the irrigation dikes in the fields, just like atheists. False theories break down the boundaries of Vedic injunctions. When Vrindavan forest is lush with ripe dates and jambu fruits, Krishna and Dalji and their coward boyfriends and cows go there to enjoy. The cows move slowly because of their heavy udders. But when Krishna calls them, they run quickly, and out of affection, milk flows from their udders. Krishna was very happy to see the waterfalls flowing down Govardhan Hill. In the rainy season, Krishna would go into Govardhan, into a cave, or the hollow of a tree, to play, and he would eat fruits and roots with his friends. He would regularly eat his lunch of boiled rice and yogurt sent from home, while sitting on a large rock near the water. Krishna happily watched the contented bulls, cows, and calves sitting on the green grass and grazing with their eyes closed. Observing the beauty and opulence of the Braja monsoon, Krishna would offer all respects to the season. After the rainy season came autumn. The skies were very clear and cloudless. The water was very clear and free from mud. Very gentle breezes. This is like the process of Krishna consciousness. which purifies the minds of the fallen yogis when they return to it. The animals became free from their crowded conditions, and the earth became cleansed of its muddy condition. The clouds, having given up all they possess, appeared white and shining, just like Niskinchana sadhus, peaceful sages who have given up all material desires and are thus free from all sinful propensities. Streams flowed from the hills and sometimes stopped. Similarly, Shastra Gyanis sometimes speak extensively on the subject and sometimes remain silent. The foolish fish swimming in the shallow ponds did not realize that the water was drying up day by day. Just as foolish men absorbed in material enjoyment cannot see how the remaining duration of their lives is diminishing day by day. As the fish suffer greatly in the shallow water that heats up from the sunshine, so do people attached to family life suffer greatly due to their uncontrolled senses. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadindriya priti aprinoti. Knowing that there would be no more rain, the Kisanwalas construct barriers to retain the water standing in the fields. Similarly, one who is advanced in God realization conserves his energy by controlling the senses. The cooling moon in autumn relieves the suffering of the day's heat, as wisdom relieves a person from the misery of falsely identifying with the material tabernacle, and as Lord Mukunda relieved the gopis of Vrindavan of their distress caused by separation from him. Just as the autumn sky shines brilliantly with stars at night, so does the consciousness of one who has realized the purport of the Vedic literatures. Just as numerous stars surround the moon, Krishna was surrounded by members of the Brishni dynasty. By the influence of the autumn season, the cows, doe, women, and female birds became fertile, and they were followed by their respective mates in search of sexual enjoyment. Similarly, activities performed in bhakti, Krishna bhakti, are followed by all beneficial results. When the sun rises in autumn, the lotuses blossom happily, but the night-blooming kumud flowers do not. Just as everyone becomes fearless in the presence of a strong ruler, except the thieves. In all the towns and villages of Braj, great festivals were held, the autumn harvest, for honoring the first grains of autumn. The earth, rich with nigrown grain, and beautified by the presence of Krishna and Dalji Balaram, shone wonderfully. Businessmen, sages, and kings who could not travel due to the monsoon seasons were now free to go out and move here and there. Just like those who can attain perfection in this life, when the proper time comes, they leave their material bodies and attain their eternal forms. In this chapter, the radiant season and autumn season in Vrindavan, Vishwanath gives some very interesting comments. The peacocks become happy and cried loudly, seeing the approaching clouds and hearing the rumbling of thunder. This is just like Grihastha Vaishnavas, who start to sing and dance in bliss after hearing Vaishnava bhajans. This example is suitable for devotees. Vishnath says, in the autumn season, the lotus flowers bloom and the lakes become crystal clear. Similarly, by engaging in Krishna bhakti, the heart becomes purified, and then in the purified heart, Sri Krishna makes his appearance. The autumn season is compared to Krishna Bhakti, the lake to the heart of the devotee, and the appearance of Krishna in his heart is compared to a lotus. In the autumn season, all the clouds are removed from the sky, and the mud from the earth and the cloudy water. This is like bhakti, arising through devotional association, which removes the suffering produced by executing one's duties in the four ashramas. However, when one becomes fully Krishna conscious, he is no longer obligated to perform the various duties of a particular ashram, be it brahmachari, grihast, vanaprastha, or sannyas. As bhakti removes the suffering a brahmachari undergoes by humbly serving his guru, by herding cows and other menial acts, so the autumn season removed the clouds in the sky. As bhakti removes the suffering a grihastha experiences by associating with his family members during shraddha rites and other domestic duties, the autumn season removed the suffering of living together in close quarters during the inclement weather of the rainy season, by enabling everyone to walk everywhere and freely move here and there. As bhakti removes the suffering of the vanaprast, who covers his body with earth, the autumn season dried up the mud from the earth. Bhakti removes the suffering of the sannyasi, who struggles to meditate on Brahman, klesho dikatarastesham avyakta saktachetasam. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested impersonal feature of the Lord, Brahman, advancement is exceedingly painful. Similarly, the autumn season removed the dirt and debris from the rivers and lakes. This is a positive series of analogies. As the intelligent person gives up everything unrelated to the soul, the Paramatma and Krishna, namely the body, false ego, and possessiveness, and tries to develop attachment to Krishna. Similarly, the fields gave up their muddy condition in the autumn season, and plants gave up their unripe state. As a sage with a motionless mind stops chanting the Vedas, Vyuparata Agama, with the coming of autumn season, the lakes and ocean become motionless and stop roaring. The farmer keeps the water lying in the fields after the rainy season from running out by building dikes and barriers between the fields. Just as the yogi controls his senses to prevent his consciousness from flowing out due to agitation of the senses. As knowledge takes away the suffering arising from bodily identification, Mukunda takes away the suffering of the damsels of Braj, as the rising moon takes away the heat of the midday sun in autumn. The full moon, Akanda Mandala, is compared to Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the full manifestation of the Absolute Truth. As Yadupati, the Lord of the Yadus, Krishna was surrounded by prominent members, Vrishni Chakra, of the Vrishni dynasty, such as Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, Vasudeva, and Akrura, who are compared to the stars in the sky. This comparison is favorable for meditation. In text 49, Vanin Muni Nripa Snata Nirgam Yartan Prapedire Vasharudha Yata Siddha Swapindan Kala Agate. Merchants or businessmen, Vanis, Vaniyas, sages, munis, kings, and brahmachari students, kept in by the rain of the monsoon season, were at last free in the autumn to go out and attain their desired objects, their art. Just as those who achieve perfection in this life can, when the proper time comes, leave the material body and attain their respective forms. Vishnu's commentary. The merchants, sages, kings and students who were confined to their rooms by the rain left when the rain stopped, Varsha Rudha, and they attained their desired goals, Artan, namely money for the merchants, freedom and independence for the sages, power for the kings, and knowledge for the students. This resembles realized transcendentalists, siddhas, who at the time of death, Kale, attained forms like the eternal associates of Lord Sri Krishna.